From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 9, 2013. Farmers and ranchers who passed on controlling slow-growing weeds this spring may have reason for regret. Monday, I talked with Dr. Paul Bauman, AgriLife Extension Weed Specialist, College Station.
Robert, if you're standing out in your hay meadow or pasture at this point of the year and wished you had an inch of rain, that inch of rain may be that which was sacrificed to early season weed issues out there in the field. And what I mean by that is those weeds that we failed to control early in the season caused a great deal of competition with our forage grasses at a time when moisture was relatively more prevalent and could be utilized by the forage grass at that time. Obviously, with weed competition, you're going to have the weeds utilizing a good share of those moisture and nutrients as well. For the most part, in the improved forage grass areas of Texas, we're looking at early season competition from annual broomweed, woolly croton, which is often referred to as doveweed or goatweed, bitter sneezeweed, and a number of other annual weeds. Our perennial weeds, usually in times of drought, are the ones that flourish, and we're talking about silverleaf nightshade, horse nettle, dog fennel, Texas bull nettle, weeds like that, because they do have a well-developed root system, which makes them less prone to moisture deficits, particularly in the upper soil profile. Whereas, for example, if you have a goatweed or doveweed problem up there, it's competing for that shallow soil moisture, you know, and that's the same moisture that your Bermuda grass and other Bahia grass and other improved forages are going to be trying to capture it.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.